This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Banjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's cold. So the story.
You know, I just hate the polished professionalism of the globalists, the cold bloodedness. As they track whatever the best course is for their own personal power at the expense of humanity. I said some pretty mean things about Megyn Kelly, and then she's like sending me nice voicemails and stuff. But it wasn't nice during the interview. And I'm not even afraid of that. It's weird how they want to say that they're not being mean when they are. It's like this mind game, and not pretending like MSM has this agenda. Not pretending like they're following an exact script to destroy me, so they can have this example to others to say, you better not stand up or we'll crush you. I'm not afraid of them trying to destroy me. I'm not. I am afraid of them intimidating you, because the globalists don't have the power. They're losing the power. They're panicking, and they've gotten desperate. They're trying to bully us into submission, and there's one thing in my life I hadn't liked is bullies. And I'm sick of them. Michael Steiner's our guest. Christian in Tennessee, or Kristen, and then I'm going to go to Jeff. Kristen in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. I'm sorry. Kristen. I'm sorry. Third time's a charm.
Chinese people, and I'm Chinese from Singapore, and yes, we work all the time, you're correct, but I've been begging to be an anchor on your show. I was a model, and I wrote a book called Singaporean Thoughts, and my father was chairman of Singapore Stock Exchange and CDL hotel chain. My mom was an attorney for the Singapore government land and title, so I know the Obama crash is on its way at the end of the year, and I want to make sure everyone knows it's not going to be Trump's fault.
Well, ma'am, send us a resume at Jobs and InfoWars. We barely even have the crew to look at the resumes. We're at that kind of building point. It's so hard to get through. But jobsandinfowars.com, absolutely. Tell us about Obama crash, because the globalists were implementing a global financial meltdown. They admitted that. That's come out. Trump's trying to block that. Ron Paul agrees very valiantly. What do you think the Obama crash is?
Okay, the three reasons why, in my book, Singaporean Thoughts, why there is going to be an Obama crash is, number one, 94 million unemployed and 44 million illegals, which, you know, they say it's 11 million, but it's actually 44. Second reason is because of the cyclical, which was supposed to crash every 7 years. So the second reason is it was supposed to crash in 2015, and Obama manipulated it. And the third reason is the Fed, which is, of course, we know, owned by the Rothschilds, and they have already raised the interest rate once on Trump, so they're going to burst the interest rate bubble by raising it twice more. They only raised it on Obama two times in eight years, and they're going to raise it three times on Trump in 1 year, so that bubble will burst. Once that bursts, it's going to be a crash, and California will be the most affected. I used to live in California, all the libertard states. I lived in California. I was a model and actress. I did the movie for Oliver Stone, who turned out to be great, actually, because on his Facebook page, he has a whole thing with links on the Russian hoax, which supports Trump. And then
Oliver Stone's a real liberal. I mean, he's got liberal policies I don't agree with, but he's a real guy who stands up for the truth over and over again when it's politically incorrect. But Michael Steiner, you've got the news site, Economic Collapse blog. I think a lot of what she's saying makes sense. What do you think?
Oh, definitely, especially about the Federal Reserve, because a stock market crash, I believe, is coming, but it's not going to be Donald Trump's fault. For example, in the second half of this year, if the stock market crashes, all the fingers are going to be pointed at Trump. But we need to educate people that the Federal Reserve has far, far more power over the economy and our financial system than presidents, than Congress, than anyone else. And during the Obama years, the Federal Reserve pushed interest rates all the way to the floor, as low as they could go, and then they injected just trillions of hot dollars into the system through their quantitative easing programs, unprecedented intervention into the financial system like we've never seen before, created this giant bubble, stock market going to all-time highs. But throughout, since 1913, there have been 18 distinct recessions or depressions.
Hold on, Steiner. Finish up on the other side.
By the Federal Reserve.
He can't hear me because the Skype cuts over it. Kirsten, thank you. We're going to be right back with Michael Snyder. We'll have him finish when we got the next guest.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these...
We're about to finish up with Michael Snyder on the Obama crash, or the globalist plan to implode the economy. A lot of the factors that are coming together right now. They're trying to plunge the stock market in the news, and the Democrats are saying it's a good thing to stop Trump when it's the Trump exuberance and the election and the policies that have got the stock market and the economy going from a stall to a partial reignition. But they don't care. They'd rather wreck the whole country to have full control. To not just stop Trump, but stop a populist movement. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who's running against Pocahontas in the Senate. We have Dr. Shiva Ayadure joining us, coming up here in just a few minutes. But first off, let's go to Michael Snyder to finish up with the historical breakdown. You got interrupted by the break. Kind of roll through the economic climate, the two countervailing forces of nationalism, Trumpism, coming in, but is it too little too late to stop the global economic meltdown?
Well, Donald Trump can't keep the Federal Reserve from raising rates. If they want to raise rates, they know that's going to slow the economy down. They know that's going to hurt the financial markets, but they might want to do that to hurt Trump. Now, these booms and busts keep getting worse. For example, 2008, that crisis was worse than when the dot-com bubble burst. And this next one is looking like it's going to be a lot worse than 2008. And so what we need to do this time around, we need to say, hey, we've got to stop this madness. We need to tell the American people, no matter who is president, this is going to keep happening until we get rid of the Federal Reserve. So I'm going to make it my mission, and I'm calling on people all over the country. We need to not only just restart the End the Fed movement, but we need to abolish the Federal Reserve, do whatever we can. And that's one of the reasons why I'm thinking of running for public office. We need to do it all over the country. We need to get rid of the debt-based Federal Reserve, their debt-based currency, go to a new system, because if we don't, this is going to keep happening over and over again, no matter which political party's in control.
But will they be successful looking at all the different forces to stop the Trump recovery?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think that, they're really targeting the second half of this year and beyond for, you know, if the economy turns down, that can turn a lot of people against Trump. I think that's what I think Democrats are secretly hoping that that's going to happen so that they turn hearts and minds against Trump. And so that, I mean, they're really targeting the 2018 midterm elections really hard. The Democrats are right now.
What else is on the economic horizon?
Well, Alex, we're seeing a lot of troubling signs. For example, right now in the auto industry, we're seeing sales are way down. And a lot of that for the auto industry, we're already essentially in a recession. In terms of the retail, it's a retail apocalypse where we're on pace for more stores to close this year than ever before in American
history. Sure, isn't that Amazon doing to Walmart what Walmart did to small towns?
Well, that's a big part of it, the internet coming in and destroying things. But, Alex, even beyond that, I mean, we're going to shatter the all-time record by 20% in terms of most store closings. And so we're starting to see all these factors come together. We're starting to see commercial and industrial loans slow down. Credit is tightening up. And that happens in the early phase of an economic slowdown because everything in our society is debt and credit. And when credit starts to tighten up, that slows down economic activity. Same thing that happened in 2008. So all these signs that you would expect to see in the right before a recession or in the early parts of a recession are happening right now. And it's been so long since, 2008. So, we've had a long time. But even with that, this so-called recovery, Alex, if you go back and you average economic growth in the last 10 years, I went back and did this with a calculator. Over the last 10 years, we've had average economic growth in this country of 1.33%. So then I went back into the 1930s and averaged those 10 years in the 1930s. And I averaged the economic growth during the 1930s. The depression comes to 1.33%, exactly equal. So our average economic growth over the last 10 years is exactly equal to during the Great Depression in the 1930s. And now it looks like things are slowing down again. And Donald Trump, he's been able to do some things through executive orders, but most of the biggest things, whether it's reducing taxes, whether it's, getting rid of government agencies, getting rid of red tape, he needs Congress to do that. And the establishment Republicans and Congress are blocking him. So we got to do something about those established Republicans.
That's right.
If we ever want the full Trump agenda to move forward.
That's right. We got to expand that Freedom Caucus. Thank you so much, Michael Snyder.
Thank you, Alex.
Now, we've got our next guest with us till about 40 after, so then I'm going to continue with your phone calls, Jeff and Ian and John and Carlos and Jason, who's calling from Germany. We'll also talk some about the big testimony from Comey, telling us about the ghost of, Russian collusion. But I love the fact that we were just talking about running for local office, running for national office, even if you don't win, in this climate a lot of folks are against incumbents, you're educating people in the town halls, the debates, the local radio. This is where you can get so much free publicity to promote Americana and Renaissance and basic freedom ideas. Now, I would interview Dr. Shiva here just to pick his brain, how interesting his life is with all of his 4 degrees from MIT and all of his work and all the things he's invented. But now it's really exciting to see that he's running against a particular senator who is really pushing the globalist agenda. So I'm aware of this guy, and I'm a fan, but you're an even bigger fan. Been aware of him longer. So why don't you introduce our next guest here, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's been great talking to Dr. Shiva, because it's just like the same way when I'm talking to Omar Navarro. I feel like I'm talking to a regular guy, somebody that I could go out, sit down, enjoy lunch with, enjoy a beverage with, and not somebody that wants to try to screw me or screw this country. So that's just refreshing to begin with. But Alex, what Shiva is doing right now, and I'm glad to have him on to talk about this, is he's putting out an ultimatum to Elizabeth Warren to put her money where her mouth is when it comes to the Monsanto Protection Act and GMOs. Now, doctor, you actually have some statistics here showing that GMOs and how they affect the formaldehyde in plants and the glutathione in plants. And you're willing to put your money where the mouth is. You're offering Elizabeth Warren your lab, your car, say, do these tests, make them public. Have you gotten a response from her yet?
No, we haven't. I mean, first of all, thanks, Alan and Owen, for having me on here. You know, I want to use this opportunity actually live on your show to challenge Elizabeth Warren. You know, I did using the technology that I created at MIT, we essentially showed that GMO soy, for example, has nearly 300% less glutathione and it upregulates formaldehyde. We published these in a series of five papers. It was, in fact, validated by independent experiments that were done in Leeds in London. But the bottom line is, when you look at Elizabeth Warren, not only is she a fake Indian, but she's also a fake fighter. You know, she has supported the Monsanto Protection Act. She voted for this. And this act basically ensures that the Department of Agriculture can intercede with an injunction by the courts to stop genetically engineered foods. So, for example, if it was discovered that genetically engineered foods are, in fact, harmful to human health or through environmental health, the courts can stop that. But the Department of Agriculture, through this Monsanto Protection Act bill, which was snuck in into an appropriations bill at the last minute, allows the Department of Agriculture to intercede and stop that. But fundamentally, when you look at it, when you look at all the research, which is what we did, and we connected that together using this technology, we found out that genetically engineered soy, by the way, 97% of the soy in the United States is genetically engineered, has less glutathione, nearly 300%, which is extremely important for protecting the plant, and thereby upregulates formaldehyde. You know, when we published this, we were attacked by a professor at the University of Florida who's since been exposed for being in collusion with Monsanto, a guy called Kevin Foltem. But more importantly, what we've shown is that when you look at the academic elites, they like to use science, fake science, to create narratives. The problem they have with me is I have 4 degrees from MIT, including my PhD in biological engineering. And because I've been successful, because of America, because of the journey I went through, I can actually challenge these people. So the official challenge is I will give my $10 million building in Cambridge, including the campaign bus we're using, and I'll even, in fact, throw in my 1994 beautiful Corvette to Elizabeth Warren if she can disprove that GMOs have any safety assessment standards. The reality is there are no safety assessment standards for GMOs. And all the predominantly most of the academics in biology do not even address this question. It's pay-to-play science right now, Owen, and that's what's going on.
Dr. Shiva Adure, you know, I've heard of you, read about you some before, and you actually hold some of the original patents on email. And when you were 14 years old, you were recruited by the University of Medicine and Dentistry in New Jersey as a research fellow. And then it goes right through all your amazing work. You're chairman and CEO of Cytosolve, Inc., and a bunch of other companies, and it's ShivaForSenate.com. But very, very exciting to see, the fact that you're weighing in here and taking action. I'm not a molecular biologist. I'm not a genetic engineer. I'm not an expert on this, but I know that glutathione is a key amino acid that's basically found in the body, and then as you lose it, it makes you age faster. And I did know that glyphosate's been associated with that, and a lot of other stuff happening in these GMO plants. How does this affect us when these plants have a lot less of this, or is it just affecting the overall yield of the plant? What's the big issue with it lowering glutathione?
Well, it's a great question, Alex. This is what's happening. So fundamentally, you know, Monsanto basically did this fake science to convince us that these genetically engineered plants were better for us. But the reality is they're weaker. So two things happen. If you have read, or if you've noticed, many of these GMO seeds are coated now with an insecticide called neonicotinoids. And people have always wondered why they're doing that. The reality is the plants are weaker, the seeds are weaker. So when they plant it, because it has less glutathione, soil organisms can destroy. That's why they coat it with neonicotinoids. Well, those neonicotinoids also get throughout the plant. They affect bees in the atmosphere, which affect the entire environment. So that's one reason that this is significantly
harmful. Sure, and wouldn't that poison then over time affect the genetic expression of the plants?
Exactly. It affects the genetic expression of the plants. But more importantly, a recent paper just came out in Nature.
We got a break. Stay right there. This is riveting, Doctor. We'll be back with Dr. Shiva.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery.
Yet no one seems to care.
Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story waiting to be told.
A story that will not go away.
Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark stuff.
Dr. Shiva Iyaduré is our guest. He's got 4 degrees from MIT and others as well. Patriot. And he's running for Senate against the fake Native American. Of course, they thought they found Indians, so they called the Native Americans Indians, but he's actually an Indian, so he's the real Indian running against the imposter, and he's kind of used that as one of his slogans. I want to continue getting into what's happening with science, and then after you leave us in a while, you know, obviously go to calls for folks that are holding, but getting into the campaign to run against this lady, let's break down her record and what she's really up to and some of the things she's been involved in, and what made you decide to go ahead and, you know, successful scientist, entrepreneur, to make you, you know, throw your hat in the ring.
Well, you know, Alex, I grew up in, you know, I was originally born in India, and I came here. As you may know, Alex, India has a very oppressive caste system. So my parents had this very futuristic vision, and they made it out in there, and they came to America because the founders of this country had a very different vision for America, which was through your hard work, through your bravery, through your resilience, you created things, and that's what this country is about. Well, when I look, and the idea of the founders was that between us and our creator was not supposed to be monarchs and nobles, the priesthood. It was about us having a direct connection to our God and our creator, and that's what makes this country great. Elizabeth Warren and the self-serving elitists, Harvard and all these Ivy League institutions and the big institutions, fundamentally believe that they know better, Alex. And I know you know better. I know we know better. But that's a fundamental reason. So my journey as an entrepreneur, scientist, engineer has shown me that ultimately those people actually work for a living, produce things, entrepreneurs, people like yourself who create things, are the ones that make this country great. People like Elizabeth Warren, the establishment politicians, the political hacks, they fundamentally add zero value. So I've been fortunate because of this great country, Alex, to have, you know, accumulated wealth, been able to get educated. I could not have done that in the oppressive caste system of India. So I believe I owe something back. I love this country. And Elizabeth Warren is what I call the not so obvious establishment. You know, when we look at the arc of political history, we have the establishment, the populist movement, those people on the streets wanting a better day for themselves and their family. Then you have the not so obvious establishment, which is what Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, these people represent. They speak a good game. You know, as you talk about it, they're very, very clever with their PR, revolution, hope, change. But fundamentally, they want to suck out the populist movement and drive it back to the establishment. So as a student of systems, as a student of science, I fundamentally want to stop these guys. And more importantly, I want to drive a massive defeat to Warren. And I know I can do this right here in Massachusetts. And I think the reality is she's not just running for senator, Alex. She's actually going after Trump. If we go to her webpage, it says, Stop Donald Trump. So in my view, she's the face of what I call in many ways the not-so-obvious establishment.
Oh, she's one of the top ringwraiths. She's really intending to probably even run for president. So how do we get behind you? How do people support going after this key globalist posing as a leftist populist?
I think the number one, you know, we have our website called Shiva for Senate. We're building this as a populist movement. We'd love whatever donations people want to give. We have volunteers that we want on the ground. You know, fundamentally in Massachusetts, it's a two-part election, Alex. You have to win the primaries, and the establishment Republicans, frankly, make it very difficult. So you have to get delegates. So we're well on our way to doing that. As you know, a bunch of students and local citizens actually took an old bus and they gutted it for us. And we call it Real Indian One, and we're using that bus to go direct among people. And then we're obviously using social media. I think, but we have a phenomenal chance that winning. Kurt Schilling has supported our campaign at the Lowell Sun, a number of local newspapers. But the reality is the more we get out there, the more people hear my message, Alex. It's sort of game, set, match for Warren, because she's going to have a difficult time calling me a racist or a white supremacist or stupid. So I'm really looking forward to going head on head with her, Alex. And I look forward to your guys getting the story.
Well, you'll destroy her. Come back for a full hour soon just to cover the waterfront and the history of your life, because it's so interesting. I was already aware of some of your work. And then when I heard a few weeks ago, Owen came in here and said, you know, you're saying we should everybody to run for office against him. Now, here's some of the people I think are some of the best contenders. And I was like, wow, that's really cool that he's running against Elizabeth Warren. So I'm so glad you're here. Shiva 4, just the number 4, Senate.com. And again, we got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say, Alex, I think, you know, when you look at what's happened with the history of journalism, as you know, I invented the first email system as a 14-year-old kid. Didn't speak about it. I got the first U.S. copyright 5 years ago. My mom was dying. She left a suitcase with all the artifacts that went into the Smithsonian. And then Gawker Media attempted to, a so-called mainstream media, pro-liberal publication, try to destroy the facts. We went after them. After Hulk Hogan sued, we brought them down. I got about $1 million payout, and they were forced to take down their three articles. Same attorney, Charles Harder.
Who helped. Hold on. I was aware of that. I knew I saw your name in the news. I know callers are holding, but just do a few more minutes with us. I know you're busy. Tell that story, because it's so interesting, about how nasty Gawker is. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Io DeRay is our guest, or just Dr. Shiva. First name, ShivaPacenta.com. Finishing up with your story, so I know they'd had systems at some universities and things that were similar, but you codified it. You put it, I guess, into software that actually worked, and you've, you know, the Smithsonian does, you know, have that on display, because I've read about the case. But I'm going from memory with what happened. Gawker obviously sued into oblivion right now. There it is, the $750,000 Gawker settlement that could distort internet history. And that's Fortune saying that, because there's a lot of debate about kind of like five guys invented radio the same week. But what matters is who actually codified it, I guess, into the software. Explain that to me and what happened with that case, Doctor.
Yeah, so Alex, you know, in 1970, when I was a 14-year-old kid, you know, I had finished up calculus as a kid, worked hard. got a chance to go to NYU in a special sort of intensive computer science program. And because of the public school systems and great dedicated teachers, they changed the rules so I could work full-time at the University of Medicine Dentistry Newark, what is now known as Rutgers. If you remember, Alex, anyone over the age of 40 knows in those days, the way communication took place in organizations was through the interoffice paper-based mail system. You know, every secretary had inbox, outbox folders. They had the attachments. They write a thing called a memo with carbon paper, put it in an envelope, and send it around through these pneumatic tubes. That is the system, that entire system, Alex, I converted to the electronic version, 50,000 lines of code, called it email, a term never used before, and in fact got the first U.S. copyright at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. So the facts are black and white, Alan. I created email, called it email, put all the features in. Now, prior to that, people had the ability to exchange electronic messages between devices dating all the way back to the Morse code of the 1800s. I'm not claiming I'm the inventor of electronic messaging, Alan, but I invented email, the system as we know it today. And those flat facts are black and white. Now, I didn't talk about it. 5 years ago, my mom was dying of pulmonary fibrosis in a suitcase. She'd left all the beautiful documents 2 months before she died. The senior editor of Time magazine, Doug Ameth, went through this, probably the only journalist who spent time doing this, and he wrote an article called The Man Who Invented Email in November 2011. Then the Smithsonian wanted it. It went into the Smithsonian, Alex, and a young Washington Post reporter said Shiva Idre honored as the inventor of email. And that's when the proverbial, you know, shoot hit the fan. All the old guard historians, this was like as though a skull had been found in Africa and reset the origin of human history, Alan. So they went ape, not because of the fact I invented email, but what that meant. The fact is I was on the front page of MIT, which is part of the military-industrial complex, as you know, Alex, for inventing many other things. But when I said email was done in Newark, New Jersey, by a 14-year-old, you know, American kid outside of the bounds of the military-industrial complex, that changes the narrative, Alex, that innovation can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. You don't have to be in Silicon Valley. You don't have to go to Harvard.
You reminded me of your case, and you won the case, and it's a fact. And just coming up with the name alone is amazing, but the 50,000 lines of code, and that's why the globalists want a technocracy.
Exactly.
To surveil everything, they admit the NSA's main goal is to find these innovations, snap them up, and control them because they might be disruptive and it might be something they don't want the general public to have.
Exactly, Alex. And the fundamental thing is, you know, several years ago, the U.S. Postal Service hired me to help them out of their bankruptcy. And one of the things I pointed out was, you know, when the Postal Service was started, it was done by our founding father, so I could send you a letter and no one could intercede. And in fact, it's a 20-year prison sentence if someone does. What's happened with email after 93 is when Google, Hotmail, all these guys came in, they offered, quote-unquote, free email when it was basically a way for us to relinquish our freedom. And I've argued that we have to go back to the basics of the founding fathers. Email in some ways should be under the purview of the Postal Service because at least we had laws that people, if they interceded, we had a way to adjudicate that. As of now, you know, Hotmail, Gmail, they own our email. This is a fundamental issue that people have not recognized.
And they admit they're scanning it, they're reading it.
Exactly.
And then they would have MSM just say it's a conspiracy theory when it's a fact.
Exactly. So, and that's why, you know, last year the New York Times interviewed me on the Hillary Clinton email issue. I mean, fundamentally, what she did was deniability. And it's mainly the have and have nots, meaning what we're entering into is a world where the haves will have all the protection private servers and the have nots, like the rest of us, will have to use Gmail, Hotmail, et cetera, and be open to be scanning. That's why the Hillary Clinton issue is so significant, because she wanted deniability where she could have a personal email server in her home, take our emails, which is public emails, which is the State Department emails, and own it. And it's still shocking to me that she has not been prosecuted.
Exactly. She was stealing emails on a smaller scale than Google and Microsoft and all the rest of them, but at least they get you to sign a contract in terms of service. She was doing it with classified stuff. That's illegal at a whole other level. And then they're busy going after Donald Trump. In closing, because you're an amazing guest, I'll get you back soon, but I'm going to go to these calls. Dr. Shiva running for Senate in Massachusetts against Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. Looking at this, what do you make of them coming after Trump? I mean, they genuinely hate him. I'm not trying to lionize him, but you can't help it when he's totally surrounded by traitors, being attacked from every angle and still delivering, propping up the stock market. They admit he's the one that's done it, with the Democrats running around cheerleading for it to fall. I mean, they better get in some big trouble if they cause a depression I mean, these people are just crazy. What is their problem?
Well, Alan, I think, I mean, Alex, you hit it up. My assistant's name is Alan. Is ready. Alex,
I get names all the wrong. I mean, wrong all the time, too, sir. Go ahead. I don't care.
You hit it on the head. Fundamentally, as you know, when you study political history, Trump's election was a necessary disruption to a corrupt system. It was like the shot being fought in Lexington. He basically fired the new shot of the new American Revolution. And after a revolution, as we all know, you have the counter-revolution. And that's what we're witnessing. A civil war is taking place right now. And that civil war is fundamentally to unseat Donald Trump. But I would like to lionize him because, in my opinion, he's a great man, a courageous man, a true patriot. He doesn't need to do this. And I know this as an entrepreneur. I mean, I have a multi-billion-dollar new startup I've started. I don't need to do this, but I love this country. Donald Trump loves this country. I know you love this country. And it's time that we as patriots recognize and we came together to defend our president because these elitist academics, they are basically furious, not about Donald Trump, because they lost control over those people who they called rednecks. You know, those people who they thought are stupid, that's who they really do not like. You know, I was living out in Hollywood for several years, as Owen may know. One of the great people I did meet in Hollywood is a great actor by the name of Pierce Brosnan. Pierce and his wife have put their money on the line, and they've done a great movie called Poisoning Paradise. I'm one of the scientists featured in it, talking about what's going on to the destruction of Kauai, the half of the island.
Oh, wow.
Which, as you talk about, the military-industrial complex has polluted for years, has used it as a testing ground for a lot of the pesticides, et cetera. So what I recognize is we're in a very interesting point in human history. You have basically certain angels coming out in good ways, and it's a disruptive environment. So it's a very exciting environment. And I think people like MIT are probably horrified that they gave me those 4 degrees.
Well, let me just say this. I want to get you on routinely because I just love talking to some. This guy is so smart. Just all these subjects that he just bam, bam, bam. We need you as a U.S. senator.
And think about that, too. That's what I was just going to say. So you've got Shiva running against Elizabeth Warren. That's like a speck of dust, Elizabeth Warren, versus a cut diamond that you're ready to put on a ring. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this shouldn't even be a race. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, lionize you, Dr.
That's true. Elizabeth Warren has made nothing, built nothing. She's a bumbling, lying idiot.
Look at this guy. Exactly. Look at Dr. Shiva's resume compared to Elizabeth Warren, who lies to get into college about her heritage. This is a speck of dust versus a diamond.
That's why these self-serving elitists, I call them, you know, they know how to cut in line. I mean, think about it. For her to mark off she was a Native American is cutting in line. The same aspect of allowing illegal aliens. And, you know, my father came here legally. We had to wait a year to come to this great country legally. So their concept is they have their own rules for themselves, and everyone else has their own rules. They don't like to build a wall, but the reality is every cell in the human body has a wall. You know, the atmosphere has a wall. And nature in its divine design puts walls around
it. Uterus is a wall.
Bilderberg gets a wall.
The universe is a wall. Right. So these people don't want to follow nature's laws when it comes to them, yet they want us to come up with their own ridiculous issues. And as you said, Alan, is people like Elizabeth Warren need to be stopped. And I believe that I was, you know, many ways, my hardworking grandparents and my parents and this great country and the fathers of this country put me and gave me this opportunity at this point in history to stop someone like Warren to basically support this new American revolution.
Well, and it's exciting. Dr. Shiva, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to being on.
That's a great guest. Thanks for getting him on. Thank you, sir. I remember following his story at the time.
Well, and I got to tell you, I'm doing my best right now to reach out to people like Dr. Shiva and Omar Navarro. I'm putting the swamp in my sight lines right now, Alex. I'm putting the swamp in the crosshairs. And Elizabeth Warren is part of that swamp. Maxine Waters is part of that swamp. I think we have another member of the swamp who identified himself today during these Russia-Trump hearings, and that's a Democrat out of New Mexico. I think his name was Heinrich. So guess what, Heinrich? Now you're in my political sight lines, and we're coming after you, and we're going to find out who's running against you, and you're going to lose your seat. But real quick, Alex, before I let you take these great callers, I just want to have a couple quick points on everything Dr. Shiva said. First, he made a great point about Democrats and liberals want to put the government in between you and your God. They want to put the government in between you and your dreams. They want to put the government in between you and your goals. No, this is America. We have the direct contact with our dreams, direct contact with our God. We decide our own destiny. I love that point. He wins his lawsuit against Gawker. Just another example of victory after victory after victory. I'm not tired of winning yet. He makes another great point about how the establishment and the media and politics thinks we're stupid. I mean, they really do, Alex. I mean, look, I know we're not going to go down the Megyn Kelly road, but she thinks we're stupid. She really thinks that she is a higher intellectual person than me. She's not even close. And then you have...
You got kind of a big argument with her.
I didn't get an argument with her. I mean, I threw a couple jabs at her. She thought she could come in here, and she thinks that we really think she's a big deal. I really couldn't care less about Megyn Kelly, to be honest.
Well, here's the deal. I don't even want to be mean to her. The point is...
She was mean to you, though, Alex. Don't forget what she did to you.
No, I know. The point was, is she was like, oh, I you're coming to do the Pizzagate and the Chobani yogurt and the rest of it and Newtown. So that's just the thing they hammer on, like it's some defeat for us or whatever. And she goes, oh, no.
Or gay frogs, which is provable.
And then constantly, that's all it was for hours. She asked the same question like 5 times. They interviewed me basically all day long. And
for an 11-hour piece or 11-minute piece.
And I just felt completely empty at the end of it. And so that's why I don't do those interviews is because.
Well, Alex, don't feel empty, Alex. You did the right thing.
I'm telling you, though, she is like, she ought to be in the new Blade Runner as a replicant robot. I'm not being mean. I'm like this fat toad creature, but I mean, she is like, I don't want to get into her anymore. We got to go to these callers, okay?
Just can I make one more point for the callers? And I want to hear your take on this. Reality winner is looking at jail, 10 years, espionage for the leak that she puts. What about Hillary Clinton? What about Hillary Clinton? The same statute that they're saying reality winner violated, Hillary Clinton did the exact same thing, Alex. That's all I'm going to say. Take the calls.
And she's another person that says white genocide, and they're always white. And then she's just some spoiled brat, works at the federal government, and reportedly is leaking stuff. And what she leaked, Trump hadn't even done anything wrong.
It's nothing. It's a report on nothing.
But that's the issue is whistleblowing is protected when you're exposing illegal activity. Not when you're just leaking everything to try to hurt the country.
It was a political smear attempt on Trump. And if she was smart, she would have known that what she was leaking doesn't actually carry any weight, doesn't have any water. It's just a report. It's not even intelligent.
All right, I've got to go to Jeff in New Jersey. He just came back from Paris. He's been holding patiently to talk about what's happening there with all the jihad attacks and the rest of it. What did you see in Paris? Jeff, thank you for holding.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. Well, I just wanted to say that I came back from Paris. I was also in Basel and Zurich in Switzerland, and things are not looking too good, I must say. My sister, she teaches at the University of the Sorbonne. She's promoting your videos. By the way, you're burning up like crazy. You're very popular. They're very popular in Switzerland, by the way. And to say that, what happened with it's gotten worse, obviously, with the migrants coming from the Middle East and Africa through New Delhi and all that, but it's just a mess. It's just a total disaster. And I just wanted to say that, I don't know what's going to happen. And I really do feel bad for a country like Switzerland. It's a country I grew up for part of my life. It's a country that through autumn neutrality has been a bulwark against the New World Order. It's a tyrannical Habsburg, Napoleon, all that stuff. And they're armed. They have, they've only joined the UN like 20 years ago, and I don't think they've been happy about it. And it's just depressing to watch. It really is. Once, great places and the politicians, you can tell, they don't want to have, they just keep on putting out the propaganda that you see in our media, you see in their media, but they're a little more sly about it. They can be a little bit more, like our media, you can just tell they're lying. There, they kind of, put it in and they don't really, they mask it better. So I just wanted to talk about those things.
Well, as you said, Switzerland for 400-plus years is one of the freest countries, richest country on earth, a beautiful country, and landlocked country. And they have not entered World War II. They're not entering globalism, but they're trying to force you into it. The good news is the euro's finally fallen apart. So hopefully we can go back to independent states, independent diversity, independent sovereignty with more firewalls or bulkheads like in a ship. So in case one gets taken over by Hitler, there isn't just one EU for him to take over, which was a Nazi plan, by the way. So great point. Thank you so much for holding, Jeff. Yeah, we've had crew in Paris. I see the reports in Paris. 80% down the last decade, half that 80% loss just the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, it is. Our crew was there. The beautiful areas, there are just people laying around, crapping all over the ground. I mean, it is just, when I was in Italy last year, it was unbelievable. There were just homeless people from the Middle East just everywhere. Like, there'd be one tree out in the sidewalk. There'd be like 5 guys under it. and just crapping on the side of the ground. I mean, what is going on?
Alex, and I certainly do not wish that this would happen at all. I want to be very clear. But can you imagine, do you think the narrative would have changed if during the Manchester attack, it wasn't just civilians that died, but instead it was Ariana Grande that was a victim?
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine? Do you think the narrative would still be the same today? Do you think they'd still be preaching tolerance and open borders and it's not radical Islamic terror?
But the thing is, the elites on purpose are imploding the Middle East and Africa.
Right.
And then into Italy, and bringing not even women and kids. Used to, you'd bring women and kid refugees because you could assimilate them. Even if they came from a barbarous place. No, the women, you stay back. We'll spring a bunch of crazy men.
Or the men were actually fighting the resistance that was going on in the country, the actual war that was going on. So they wanted to stay behind and fight for their land.
And got the women out.
Got the women out. No, that's not the case. They're invading now. They're leaving the country.
Because that's Muslim men. I mean, they're leaving their women like their dogs. And you know, they're coming to the happy hunting land. And then they find the Swedish girls bent over saying, let's go.
Coexist.
Totally liberal. Please write me. I mean, that's in the news. They say, please. I guess it's not rape. You just, except then they go, like, wait a minute, 20 guys are going to do this?
No. Well, I guess the wristband, remember they tried the wristbands that said, please don't rape me. Those didn't work. So I guess now they're just going to take it.
But it's like someone's writing a dark satire book. This is like 10 times what Kurt Vonnegut would ever write. This is so ridiculous. I mean, what is it?
It's mental illness. It's mental illness in mass. Worldwide.
All right, folks, we're going to come back and we're going to go to who's been holding the longest. Ian, thank you for holding. I'm going to go right to you, then Jason in Germany, Carlos, John, and others. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By the way, to if there's one thing I drop the ball on, it's InfoWars.com. We have such amazing in-house writers. We have other great writers that write for us, like Clifford Cunningham, who visited last week, and Dan Lyman. They just broke two big bombshell stories. But I've got to go to your calls, so we'll have to maybe get to these next hour when Roger Stone's coming in. But A.G. Sessions ends Obama's DOJ slush fund for far-left groups. They were getting that money out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and other areas. Notice InfoWars began this investigation 4 months ago. Now it's all confirmed. Real action. And what's crazy is it's the articles like this that don't get a lot of attention that are big in D.C. So I'm not bragging, but I'm letting listeners know what they're really angry about is that Corsi's getting White House leaks, not of secret stuff, but of White House knowledge stuff. They're kind of, it's not even leaks, it's tips. We get White House tips and congressional tips and CIA tips by good people to then expose it, and it's all there. They tell us where to look with stuff that's open source but not known.
Well, they know the mainstream news won't report on it.
Yeah, so they come to us, and here it is, AG Sessions. So Trump's been mad at him. Because, you know, he's like, they're criminals, go after him. And he's like, but that'll look political. Trump's like, I don't care. You know, it's true. Train they're coming after him for nothing, go after him. But this is a big move. That's on InfoWars.com. Here's another one. Globalists to push EU flags, EU teams at 2024 Olympics. They've already started saying the new teams can't be named the French this or the Spanish that or the Greek this or the Dutch that. It's got to be named like the T-Rex or the such and such. Nothing to do with nation states. So, see, they're even... They know the final nationalism is sports. So first they take your nationalism from sovereignty and issues and put it on sports. Then they get rid of that form of nationalism. European Union officials and their allies are using the 2024 Olympics Games, which are likely to be held in Paris, as the opportunity to consolidate power and solidarity with the bloc. See, you can't have nation states in solidarity. We'll talk about that later in the next hour, briefly, because I'm going right to Ian and others. Super Blue is our number one best-selling product. It doesn't count as a supplement or a nutraceutical. And I've made the joke with the media demonizing our products, calling them snake oil. Oh, is our super high-quality organic shampoo or healthy zinc-based oxide sunscreen or healthy essential oil-based bug spray? I mean, is that fake, too? Because Emmerich's Essentials is one of the top brands in the country, sold at Whole Foods, private label by us, discounted, 25% off when you sign up for auto ship, 20% off if you don't, just off of retail, InfoWarsStore.com. But Super Blue, can't keep it in stock, it's so popular. It's got colloidal silver, it's got iodine, it's got the nano silver, it's got no fluoride, it's got the tea tree oil. It's back with a new, even more high-tech label. My dad originally did the label and everything, which is pretty good. He's a dentist, but I said, let's go further. Let's kind of update it a bit. People probably won't like it as much now, but the point is that's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But listen, selenium deficiency. Selenium is just like the iodine, electrochemical, got to have it to live, depleted in most food supplies. Most of the vitamins are synthetic. This is from mustard seed. It's super strong, but I will tell you, you can look this up. Take too much of it, it'll make your hair fall out. Men, because it boosts everything. Okay? I can't help it, though. It's like taking... You know, four cups of coffee or a speed pill or something. You know, I mean, it is crazy what this stuff does. And that's my secret weapon is the X2 and the selenium. But selenium is hardcore. It's serious. Read about it. Find out why it's so powerful. Find out why if you get a true organic form, it's a game changer. Get it for $14 in a big old high-quality glass bottle filled to the brim. Because we're able to get really good organic selenium at a very low price. So stuff that we can get at a low price, very low price for you. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Roger Stone's a little bit late getting in his studio. That's fine. You know I love to take over. So when we come back, we're going to Ian in 70 seconds. When we come back on Trump's policies, then John, banning Sharia law, Carlos on Trump, Jason in Germany. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Spread the link.
Visit InfoWars.com.
The enemy hates it. The enemy hates it. It's coffin nails to the enemy.
Electrify.